Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on tightening a future jungle top loop. Now, before we touch any plugins, I want you to hear the mindset here. In future jungle, the top loop is not just decoration, it's the nervous system of the track. The kick and sub might be the engine, but the top loop is what gives the whole thing motion, personality, and that instant jungle identity before the drop even fully lands. And that's why this matters. If your loop is sloppy, too wide, too bright, or too loose against the grid, it can blur the groove and fight your main drums. But if you tighten it properly, suddenly the whole track feels more focused, more expensive, and way more finished. So in this lesson, we're going to take a sampled break and turn it into a controlled, energetic top layer that can sit over a modern DNB foundation at around 170 to 174 BPM. We'll use stock Ableton tools like Simpler, Warp, EQ8, Drum Bus, Saturator, Auto Filter, Utility, and Resampling. The goal is not just to edit a break. The goal is to build a future jungle-ready loop that actually drives the arrangement. First, choose the right break. Don't just grab the coolest sounding one. Grab one with useful top-end behavior. You want hats, rim detail, ghost notes, little bits of chatter, maybe some cymbal texture, something with movement up top. That's the material that can become a top loop. Drag the break into Ableton and set your project tempo to your target DNB range. If the sample was recorded at a different tempo, use warp carefully. For drum material like this, beats mode is usually the best place to start, because it keeps the transient punch intact. If the sample has a lot of tonal bleed, you might experiment with Complex Pro, but for a top loop, that's often overkill. And here's an important detail. Don't force the loop to the grid before you've listened. Find the first meaningful transient. Not the tiny noise before it, not the room tone, but the hit that actually tells you where the phrase starts. That's what should land on the grid. Now for the advanced move. Instead of just looping the audio clip, right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is where the editing becomes way more controllable. In Live 12, slicing the break into simpler instances lets you treat the loop like a drum kit instead of a flat piece of audio. Use transient slicing if the break has clear individual hits. Use beat slicing if you want something a little more grid-based and consistent. Once it's sliced, each hit becomes playable, which means you can rebuild the rhythm with intention. At this stage, go into each simpler and tighten the playback. Shorten the slice length so tails don't pile up and smear the groove. A good starting point is a very fast attack, maybe 0 to 2 milliseconds, and a short release, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds depending on the source. Keep the fade minimal unless you hear clicks. This is where the tightening really begins. You're not destroying the break swing. You're controlling which parts get to ring out and which parts need to stay sharp. Now build your loop with purpose. Don't just copy the original break pattern bar after bar. Rebuild it like a musical phrase. A strong future jungle top loop often works in two-bar logic. Bar 1 establishes the main chatter and swing. Bar 2 repeats the idea, but changes one or two details. Maybe you remove a hit, add a tiny fill, throw in a reverse slice, or displace a ghost note. That little variation is huge. It keeps the loop alive. Think in call and response. Maybe the first beat opens with a hat fragment, then a ghosted tick answers later in the bar, then a snare texture lands, and the bar closes with a short flutter or reverse chop. That kind of structure feels intentional. It feels written, not just pasted. And here's a teacher note that really matters. Silence is part of the groove. If the loop feels crowded, don't reach for more processing first. Try removing one hit every two bars. A small gap can make the whole thing feel harder and faster than constant chatter. Once the pattern feels right, start tightening the groove itself. This is where you want restraint. Don't over-quantize everything to death. Future jungle and jungle-adjacent DNB depend on controlled asymmetry. A tiny late hit, a slightly early hit, a bit of human imbalance, that's part of the character. In Ableton, use groove pool lightly if needed. You can duplicate the loop and compare a groove-treated version against a more rigid one. Keep the groove amount subtle, maybe around 10 to 35%. If a single slice feels wrong, nudge that note manually instead of flattening the whole loop. Also check velocity, not just timing. A slice can be perfectly on grid and still feel off if all the hits are hitting at the same strength. Push the accent so they frame the kick and snare instead of blurring them. That dynamic shape is what helps the top loop stay readable at high tempo. Now let's shape the sound. Start with EQ8. Clean up the low end first. This is a top loop, so you usually want a high pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz depending on the source. If there's ugly resonance in the upper mids, especially around 3 to 6 kHz, tame it gently. If there's nasty fizz above 10 kHz, smooth it out without killing all the air. Next, add drum bus. Use it for density and transient control. A little drive goes a long way. Keep the drive light, maybe 5 to 15%, and use the transient control to either sharpen or slightly soften the hits depending on the source. Boom usually stays off or almost off for a top loop. Then bring in saturator. You're not trying to fry the loop, you're trying to thicken it. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, can add harmonic glue and make the loop sit forward in the mix. If needed, turn on soft clip for safer peak control. At this point, you should already be hearing the loop get more focused. It should punch without spitting. It should feel energized without turning into harsh digital fizz. Here's an advanced move that really levels things up. Duplicate the loop and make a second, dirtier or more filtered version underneath the clean one. On the duplicate, use auto filter with a band pass or high pass shape. Cut away the obvious stuff and let the texture speak. You can add a little extra saturation, maybe even a touch of redux if you want grit, but keep it subtle. Now you've got layers with different jobs. One layer handles timing and definition. The other layer adds atmosphere and pressure. That split is powerful. When one sample tries to do everything, the result usually gets messy fast. When each layer has a clear role, the loop sounds more expensive and easier to mix. If you want, resample the combined result to auto. That's not just a technical step. It's a commitment move. It lets you print the groove, lock the texture, and make a new piece of source material you can edit like raw sample clay. After that, send your loop layers through a drum bus if needed. A light glue compressor can help bind the slices together. Keep it subtle. Maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, fast enough to glue, not squash. You want the loop to feel like one coherent idea. Now let's make it feel like a real arrangement tool instead of just a repeating texture. Add micro edits. Reverse a slice into a snare space. Remove one hit before a downbeat. Drop in a tiny ghost note. Automate a high pass sweep on the last beat of a phrase. These tiny moves are what make the loop feel premium. A really useful approach is to create three versions from the same source. One main loop that has the full energy. One thin loop that's filtered and more distant for intros or breakdowns. And one fill loop that has the odd reverse, extra hit, or transitional movement for phrase endings. That gives you control over energy across the track. The loop can stay the same family, but its role changes depending on the section. In an intro, keep it thin and atmospheric. In the main drop, bring in the full tightened version. In the second drop, maybe add a little more chop or snare chatter. And in the outro, strip it back again so the mix breathes. Don't forget mono checks. This is a top loop, but stereo problems can still cause weirdness in a loud club mix. Use utility and collapse to mono every now and then. If the hats disappear, the loop goes hollow, or the cymbals phase out, you need to narrow it down or simplify the stereo treatment. The center of the mix belongs to the kick, snare, and sub. Also, watch the low mid area. Even a top loop can carry annoying buildup around 250 to 500 Hz. If the loop feels crowded, carve that out. Don't overbrighten to compensate. If the bass patch already has a lot of harmonics, a bright top loop can become pure fatigue very quickly. A really good check is this: listen at full volume, then turn it down low. If the groove still reads when monitoring is quiet, your loop is arranged well. If all you hear is fizz, go back and fix the rhythm and the balance before adding more processing. One more pro move for darker or heavier DNB: use the loop to create contrast, not just constant activity. Pull it down with a low pass during bass switches. Let it disappear for one beat before a big return. Use a reversed slice or a tiny pause before a snare hit. Those little tension moves make the next section hit way harder. And if you really want that future jungle edge, don't be afraid to let the loop be a little nasty. It can be dirty, abrupt, slightly unstable. It does not need to be polite. In fact, a loop that's too tidy often loses the whole point. Jungle energy comes from controlled chaos, but controlled is the key word. So here's the workflow in one sentence: choose a break with useful top-end detail, slice it, rebuild it with intention, tighten the timing without killing the swing, shape the transients and tone, layer a dirty duplicate, resample it, and then create arrangement-ready variations. That's the method. Your practice challenge is simple but serious. Find one break, slice it into a MIDI track, build a two-bar top loop, add at least one ghost hit and one microfill, high-pass it, add light drum bus and saturator, duplicate it into a filtered version, then resample the result. After that, make a full version, a thin version, and a fill version, and test them over a kick, snare, and sub or respace. If it locks in and it still feels alive, you've done it right. Future jungle lives in that balance between movement and control. Tighten the loop, but keep the spirit. That's the sound.